I'm Jay Holland with Eagle 102.3 News.
Governor Kay Ivey signed a bill Wednesday imposing strict regulations on the sale of products containing hemp and THC in Alabama. WSFA reports the law gives the Alabama Alcoholic Beverage Control Board, or ABC Board, the authority to regulate all hemp products, lowering the dosage on edibles and removing hemp products from gas stations across the state. The bill's sponsor, Representative Andy Witt, says the bill does not legalize marijuana, nor does it completely ban hemp. Alabama lawmakers have approved enhanced legal protections for police officers, changes that Republicans said shows support for law enforcement, but Democrats called it, quote, a green light to kill black folks, unquote. WAKA reports the Alabama legislature gave final approval Wednesday to the legislation that sets legal standards for the use of force and provides for an immunity hearing. The Glenwood Gators of Smith Station have been crowned the AASAA 3A state champions following their 12-3 win over Gordo in Wednesday's matchup. WTVM reports Auburn commit Mason McCrane was on the mound helping lead the Gators to their first title win since changing classifications from the AISA to the Alabama High School Athletic Association, or AHSAA. Congratulations to head coach Tim Fanning, the team, and to the Glenwood community. And A.J. Smith-Shawver allowed only two hits and no earned runs in six strong innings. Nick Allen drove in a run with two hits, and the Atlanta Braves beat the Washington Nationals 5-2 on Thursday. Go Braves!
I'm Jay Holland for Eagle 102.3 News. For more news and information, go to eagle1023.com.